I had to pause me listening to Sixers on Baylor's show, BTG for President. Y'all go check that out. He went through six of my questions and made a pod about it. Very interesting, because I had me a goddamn thought, right? I'm folding towels and I'm putting them away. Very rare for me. I hate folding. And I'm allowed to fucking hate folding because I've worked over 17 years of retail where that was like my thing. From denim walls, t-shirts, sweaters, all that shit. Okay? So I have a right to hate folding in my 30s. You don't. So fold your fucking laundry. All right. Let's stay focused. So I was looking at a video, right? It's always me. I'm always digesting content or reading something. And they were talking about how people are rushing to have like a happy ending or what they thought their life would be like at the end of their 20s or in their 30s. And they were saying, you know, don't rush to have a happy ending. The reality is there is no happy ending. Now, when I say that, I'm not talking about you nasty motherfuckers out there who purposely think, oh, a massage, yeah. Wink, wink. You're going to get a massage, yeah. You know, you done seen the categories on shit. You know what it's like when you go on certain sites and you hit massage and you know what happens in the massage. No. Like, I'm talking about happy ending mindset of life. So you know how like you went to school and in school they said, okay, what do you want to be when you grow up? And then you tell them, I want to be this. And then I want to meet somebody and we're going to be in love. And then we're going to have kids. And then it's going to be this, that. That's what I'm talking about. There is no happy ending if you think about it. Because if you get to a point where you're lucky enough to meet the person you love and the person who loves you, and y'all meet each other and you get to know each other over a period of time, and as life does, you might have kids, or you might buy a house together, you might travel together, you might start a business together, you might buy properties together, you know what I'm saying? You raise those kids, that's over a period of time. Y'all have y'all ups, and the ups could be, you know, compromising, not being vulnerable, not opening up. And you have those times where you learn how to open up and you learn your person for the better, right? And y'all work those kinks out. And through that, y'all have holidays together. Y'all experience parents dying. Y'all show up for each other through grief. Y'all show up for each other through achievements. Experience failure together. You experience wins together. You watch these kids go from kids to preteens to teenagers to young adults. I just wanted to let you know that I do appreciate you for listening to today's podcast. Indie podcasting isn't easy. It's not an easy thing to do. But if you remain consistent and you know what the purpose of your show is, it can be enjoyable. Trust me. And I may not have a network, but I do have a team. I have a pod fam. And it's just a group of collective podcasters that are in podcasting for different reasons. We all have different podcasts and we talk, we critique, we give feedback, we support each other. And that's good enough for me. And I support other creators that also podcast, not just me. Hence, Shambi Podden is my name. I support podcasters. On my page, you might find me repost other podcasters because I support people who have created something fresh, something new, a different approach that always doesn't have to be what the masses are doing. And I like to see them grow. And if I find something interesting, I like to clip it. and I like to repost it so someone can be like, okay, let me check this out. Well, let me go see what this is about because I want to hear the whole episode. That's how I support. I let people know. I share links. Okay? So listening to today's show should leave you with better thoughts, whether it was She Gets It Pod, Cozy Womb, Creator, So What Pays Me On Bid, The Real Relationship Rapport, Wear It Right with Shan, Call Me When You Get Off, which is Gigi's pod, Loud Mouth Stereo, which is discontinued but is still available. If you need more about what I do, try me at shanbypodden.com. I appreciate you. On there, you can find books. You can find other things that I'm into, my media kit. You can also find all of the podcasts having their own pages, and Thick Grits and Pods, which is a monthly blog that I put collective thoughts on just to encourage podcasters, keep it fresh, and keep you goal-oriented throughout the seasons. But I appreciate you so much for checking out this podcast. I'm going to get back into it. I apologize for interrupting. All right. And they leave you, and then you learn what it's like to then have your person to yourself again. Then maybe somebody gets sick, and you have to take care of that person, or that person has to take care of you, or, you know, you get to that age where you're just like having thoughts like, maybe I messed up, or maybe I didn't do enough, or, you know, you crashing out and you buy a Lamborghini when you know you shouldn't be spending that money on a motherfucking car. Like, you do stupid shit, but you do stupid shit with this person, and this person is with you, and this person is trying, and this person is showing up, and this person is laughing, crying, being mad with you, being confused with you. There is no fucking happy ending to that. Someone is going to leave you that you don't want to leave. You're going to end up leaving someone who is not mentally, emotionally, physically, or financially ready for you to leave. And we don't get to choose when we leave this life, unless you want to. Listen to the episode. We don't get to choose when we leave people that we love. We don't get to choose when our children grow up, meet somebody, and have children. We don't get to choose, do we live long enough to see our grandchildren? We don't get to choose, do we live long enough to see our great-grandchildren? We don't get to choose what great events in life we get to see. All that we have is the fucking process. That is all that we are guaranteed, is a process of life. Possibly you get more days than the next person. Let me put these towels in here because I'm just holding it in the hallway. Hold on. Hold on. Wait a minute. Let me put some pep in it. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. I got 17 towels in my house. Can you say that? Can you say that your house is towel and a washcloth prepared for guests? You can't say that. But at the same time, I don't like hella guests in my house because I start to feel like there's not enough room. Anyway, but yeah, like, we don't get to choose our process and how it's going to be. We can plan, but we know everything doesn't always go as we plan. We know what we thought we were going to do at 22, we may have not done. We don't know that after we go to school for 4 years, we're going to get that great job that's going to pay us back the money that we took out loans for to go to school. We don't know that. We don't know, you know, what losses we're going to have in the next 10 years, what grief we're going to go through in the next 3 years. I'm at an age right now where I check in on my mother for a few reasons. I check in on her because it mentally makes me feel balanced. I check in on her because she's at an age where she can go at any time. I check in on her because she takes a lot of pills on a daily since she's been very young. And I check in on her so I'm informed about her mindset, how she's feeling, her health, what she's doing today. And I check in on her because I don't want her to leave me. And I remember all the days and the moments I had a chance to check in on her and I chose to bullshit. Because there's a lot of people who are younger than me right now and older than me who do not have a mom to call, who do not have a mom to see, who didn't have kids fast enough for their mom to experience their children. And I don't have my dad, but I feel like I lost my dad so early and I was mentally ready to lose him. Because living with him not engaging with me was already a loss. So mentally, I was prepared for the physical death of him. And so it didn't really bother me that much, right? But for a mom who you've seen go through her own problems and her own losses and her own wins, all I have with my mother is a process. And my process has, thank God, been very long with her. And I'm saying this to say, like, we have to stop craving, like, this end, this end of the finish line happiness. And we have to start respecting and loving the process of life. Because if we're so focused on this great end, this happy ending that we think we're supposed to have or we think we're owed, if you don't get the ending in your mind, you're going to feel like you're fucked. You're going to feel like you failed. You're going to feel like you didn't do what you needed to do. You're going to have this emptiness when the whole time, all we really have is the process. What did we do in the present? What did you do with your grandparents when they were here? What did you say to them? What did you do to your uncles and your aunties? How did you show up for your kids when they were toddlers, young children, teenagers, in their 20s? What did you teach them? What did you show them through your own relationships and your own work life? Did you give them the tools for them to do it for themselves? All we have is the process of life. So every day, we just owe it to ourselves to do something for ourselves. Let me put some water in this thing because I need to water my plants. I'm back. All we have is like this day by day. Like I could plan for what I want to do in 5 years with money, but it's a possibility that I won't make it 5 more years. And I don't know that right now. So am I going to wait for happiness at that fifth year, or I'm going to find some on a daily today? And I think a lot of people really don't recognize that they are making themselves very proud right now with what they have right now. How you're showing up right now deserves claps. How you're providing a way for somebody else right now deserves a standing ovation. I don't think we give ourselves enough credit on dealing with the bullshit we have to deal with day by day while showing up for other people. Like, I don't need somebody to tell me I'm a great mom to know that I'm a great mom, because I get to look at shitty moms. I get to look at parents who don't do. I get to look at how my day is. Like yesterday, I woke up at 5:30. I got 2 kids fed, dressed, and out the house with a packed lunch of groceries that I bought because I worked for the money. I got them on their bus. I watched their bus drop them off at school. And I worked 8 hours. And during my lunch, I worked out. And then I ran, you know, for an hour prior to me working. And I showered. And it's just like the little things you show up for yourself and you do for yourself. That's your happiness right there. You ain't got to wait for the fucking ending. After work, thank God I had the money enough to say, you know what? Let me wash clothes. And I washed the clothes and I had the soap and I had the means to getting a vehicle that I pay for to get from point A to point B. And I was able to buy dinner and feed those kids. They were able to shower in a clean house and use a clean bathroom and have what they needed to be comfortable and go to fuck to sleep. Yesterday was a win. And I think if we keep focusing on this happy ending that we think we're supposed to get or we deserve, you might get to a point where your time's up and you didn't get what you thought the happy ending was. So was your life not anything happy? Did you not have happiness at any point of your life? Even in the relationships you have, the whole relationship wasn't trash. There was some parts of a relationship that you had with somebody that you may not have anymore that was really good. Focus on the fact that you had really good times with someone when it was really good. And unfortunately, yes, it got to a point where it wasn't good enough. And y'all made a decision of what to do because the relationship wasn't good enough. Move on. Stop waiting to get happy and find some happiness now. Stop waiting for the ending to get good and enjoy the process now, because that's all we're given. I'm not even going to say we're owed the process, because shit, babies are born and they die in the same day. It sounds harsh, but that's the reality. Okay? And that's a question for you and the creator, if that was your experience, where you struggled to have a child and that child ended up living for 7 days, and for something medically, some reason, that child is not here anymore. I don't know what it's like to experience that. I've never lost a child. I've never had a miscarriage, so I don't speak on that. But we don't have all the answers for shit. And I think to be a mad scientist about life all the time and think you deserve all the answers for shit, you'll drive yourself fucking crazy. Learn to find your happiness in the process is my point. If I've been rambling, I've been rambling, but there is no fucking happy ending. Because if I enjoy my life, I enjoy my kids, I enjoy my family, I enjoy my nephews, I enjoy my brothers, I enjoy, you know, the person I might be married to one day, or might not, or I might be in a long, loving relationship with somebody one day, and I enjoy their ups and their downs and watching them win, and I enjoy supporting them when they lose. I don't want an ending to that. You only want an ending to something if it's really horrible. But if your life is really good and you do your best to make your life really good and as best as you can, there's never going to be a time where you're just like, you know what? I'm ready to go. I'm ready. Come pick me up, please. Because there should always be something you're looking forward to if you're being optimistic, if you're trusting yourself, if you're doing your best. There's always going to be someone's face you want to see tomorrow, a project you want to see bloom. Find happiness in the fucking process and stop focusing on this happy ending that's in our mind sometime, because you're going to be ungrateful about the positions that you are in on a daily basis. That's all I wanted to say. Hope you have a great day. It's my lunch and I didn't even eat anything. I just put away laundry.